the latest trends, the newest equipment, and the top names from our area and beyond.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Goldie Bounce Golf Live.
It's in the hole.
Here's Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, coming to you live from 959 WATD, the South Shore's favorite radio station. I hope everyone had good times this holiday. And tonight's show is brought to you by Harmon Golf and Fitness in Rockland. Harmon's quite a unique place. There's a perfect mix of social activity, state-of-the-art golf instruction, and a complete fitness facility. For membership options, go to harmongolf.com. First off, I'd like to introduce my caddy, PGA teaching professional Mike Gibson. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Liza. How you doing?
Good. How were your holidays?
They're pretty good, actually. It was a white Christmas, which was kind of cool.
Definitely.
You know, had the family down for a big beef dinner, we call it. You know, it's a tradition.
So we had
a good time.
So who did the cooking?
Actually, I do. I cook, I clean, I do it all.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was fun. It was a good time.
And you can golf, too.
I do that. That's part-time. You know, I'm a dad. I think that's my full-time job, so.
All right.
A little bit of radio in there as well, which has been fun. You know what? Thanks for your emails. If you guys want to get in touch with us ever, go on to goldiebouncegolf@gmail.com. And I was kind of filtering through a couple of them. And, you know, the ones that kind of mean a little bit more to me kind of, you know, they kind of were affected by winter. So one of the ones that kind of came up this week is, let's see, the first one. Does practice mean hitting balls? Not really. Hitting balls is an absolute luxury. You know what, in the wintertime, you don't have that always. But working a good motion, getting some good fitness, you know, working on the move, you know, because it ties into the second question. I'll give you a really good answer for both of them, which was, is working weights better than just stretching? Because I get that question a lot as well. And you know what we find out is, if you can stay flexible, tone the muscles that are right for good rotation, and then apply that to just great fundamentals of golf swing, that's really all you need to do. If you need to hit balls, however, there are some facilities that can help you with that in the area, so need to check into that. But anytime you can swing a golf club, I consider that practice. That's good exercise as well.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that people just go and swing and practice but don't stretch after or before?
Oh, yeah, it's dangerous to do that as
well. I think so as well, especially in this weather.
Yeah, you need to stretch. You need to get warmed up, even in the summertime. You know, it's what I like playing golf where it's hot and warm because it's easy to... You're already kind of
stay limber.
Out. Yeah, exactly. It's good for you.
Or a little hot tub after your golf game.
It's required, I think.
All right. Well, we've got a very special guest tonight. 6-time Mass Open champ, Marshfield native, and nationwide tour player Jeff Sisk is in the house. Welcome, Jeff.
Liza, thank you. Michael, thank you. It's good to be here.
Glad you can have be here with us.
So, is it good to be home?
Yeah, it's great to be home. Considering how much travel that we do or how much traveling I did this year on the road, it was quite a bit. And I've had a good bit of time off right now. I've been home since just after Thanksgiving and spending time with the family and getting myself ready for next year.
Are you liking the snow here with the New England weather?
I do love the snow. I actually really do. I love to ski, but you have to be pretty careful with... don't want to hurt myself, no more injuries. I've got a big year coming up this year. Status isn't that great in terms of the nationwide tour, but it should be okay. I just need to get off to a good start, so looking forward to it.
What is your start this year?
It looks like I may or may not possibly get into Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, cool.
I'm not sure right now. I went last year, had a good time, some great tournaments over there. But it looks like I'll probably be starting the last week of February in Panama, and then we go to Colombia this year.
Yeah, Bogota, I heard about that. Are you excited for that?
A little nervous. We'll see what happens, but I don't believe the PGA Tour would go there if it wasn't safe. And you know, last year there was some issues about going down to Mexico with doing the drug cartels and things like that. But I talked to a lot of the guys that went last year, and everything they said everything was fine.
The biggest fear last year was swine flu, I guess.
And that was one of the reasons why it was canceled, right. And one of the other reasons for us to go down again was expense. And the other real expense was the other issue was having to deal with your safety.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, you're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 959 WATD. And once again, I'm your host, Liza Churchill. Feel free to call in at 781-837-4900 to say Happy New Year to nationwide tour player Jeff Sisk. We actually have a caller on the line, Rob Oppenheim. Hey, Rob, you there?
Hello. Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Rob.
Welcome.
Hey, Rob.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for calling in. Rob's a nationwide tour player himself.
Yeah, and we're actually having a great time having Jeff hang out with us. I know you guys are probably going to hook up at some point this year on tour. So you have any questions or you want to say anything, shout out to your friend Jeff over here?
No, I saw Jeff once last year, but, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him a little more again this year. You know, we used to play against each other quite a bit back, you know, in the New England Pro Tour days, and, you know, I look forward to, you know, joining this year on the Nationwide Tour. I'm definitely looking forward to it, so.
I wish you'd have a good time out there, Rob, this year.
You know,
some great tournaments. I think the schedule is pretty good for us this year. I'm not sure if your plans to go to Australia and New Zealand. I hope you are. Again, I don't know if I'm going to get in or not out there, but two good, really good tournaments out there, and we should have a good time.
Yeah, no, I'm planning on, I'm definitely going to go out there. I'm planning on doing it, and, you know, I think, you know, get off to a good start, and, you know, I think the experience of going out to, you know, a chance to go to New Zealand, Australia, I think that's, you know, a tough opportunity to pass up, so, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Just be careful of the flight. It's pretty long.
That's right here. That's right. You leave. I'm leaving on a Friday, and I'll get there on Sunday. So it'll be a little different.
Yeah, you'll have a good time. Great golf courses over there. Enjoy yourself and play well, man.
Yeah, thanks.
How many events are you planning to play this year, Rob?
You know, I plan to play as many as I can. I'll play a full schedule. I'm not sure exactly. I think the schedule's not completely finalized, but it looked like, you know, just under 30 events, and I'll play as many as I can. You know, I definitely want to play. I love to play golf. I don't mind the travel, and, you know, every opportunity I can, I'll be there.
It's the race for the top 25. You know, it's the thing. It's the championship that really matters. You know, getting in the top 25 on Nationwide gets you a card. You don't have to worry about going to Q school again. That's a beautiful thing.
We've done that too many times, haven't we, Rob?
Way too many. No, for sure.
Not an awful lot of fun.
Do you have any advice for me? What tip can you give a rookie out there that's going on the Nationwide tour?
It's going to cost you, but we'll have a little chat.
I think this is going to be an offline one.
I have to make some money somehow, Rob, so this is part of my way. I'll make a little extra cash. First, actually, the real big thing, in all honesty, to Australia and New Zealand, which is kind of, I kind of learned the hard way when I was going over there, besides the electrical, you know, units that you need for your computers and stuff, is that to enter into New Zealand or was Australia, you had to make sure your golf clubs and your golf shoes were completely cleaned off. No grass whatsoever. On either your golf clubs in your golf bag or on your golf shoes.
They didn't want a piranha or a kikuyu or grass.
They didn't want whatever going on. So there was one line that you didn't have to claim anything, and then there was another line that you had to go and claim it, and they would take your shoes out and they would clean them all off. And
would they polish them as well?
I was hoping they would because mine are pretty dirty. It took me an hour to get. It took me an hour to get through. The one line I had to go to. The other guys went right through and went right out and got the bus. But I had to wait an hour, believe it or not. And no one told me about that. So
you didn't get the memo.
That's just a little stuff, really. I'll give you the other scoop later on.
You know, Jeff, if you tipped your caddy a little bit more, I tell this to Liza all the time, maybe they'll keep your grooves clean. You know, it's just a thought, you know?
I mean, you have to pay a caddy.
What, I'm paying you 10%.
I didn't know you had to pay a caddy.
10%, yeah, imagine that.
Just the experience.
Now, when you guys go, if New Zealand or Panama or Central or South America, do you bring a caddy or you just kind of get hooked up when you get down there?
Last year, I took my caddy. Good guy, good friend of mine. You know, we kind of worked well together. He kind of knew my temperament, knew my game, knew how to, you know, basically I felt confident in him that I could trust his reads or trust his club selection. It is pretty important to have something, you know, along those lines that can help you. You know, you go to a lot of clubs and they say, well, or you go to you're going to a club and they say, well, I have a friend that lives in that area. And it's like, well, that's nice. Or a friend that's a member of that golf course. And I say, well, that's nice, but they don't know my game at all. They don't know my temperament. They don't know nothing about me. It's not going to help my game. So yeah. I would rather take someone, maybe pay a little bit more money to cover their expenses that's going to help me to make money. And that's what a good caddy-player relationship does.
That's right.
Is he's helping you or she's helping you, whoever it happens to be, make you the best choices that you know that you can have to make the best golf shots, give you the most confidence, and excel in the game of golf.
Definitely.
Now, when is that first event for you, Rob, if you go to New Zealand or Australia first?
Yeah, it's the last week of January. I'm leaving January 21st, so it's coming up shortly.
And you're down in Florida, already working out, I take it?
So, I came home to Boston for Christmas, okay. And I'm heading down there soon. Yeah, I'll be down there in a couple of days.
Good for you. Good luck down there.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, you and Jeff have something in common, being Massachusetts Open winners. You're both historic Mass Open winners, Jeff being a six-time Mass Open champ, and you winning the Mass Am as well as the Mass Open, one of the only six players in Massachusetts history. So how do you think about that, Rob?
Yeah, you know, one's nice. I can't imagine what six feels like. But
Certainly helped the bank account, Rob. Trust me.
Yeah.
I read an article, and the writer said something about same person, different color shirt. Same winner, different color shirt. Something funny like that. But
Rob, do you know Mike Bentley by any chance?
Mike Bentley.
He sent. I didn't know if he. I was just asking because he sent me a note today, and he just wanted to wish the best for Jeff, and I'm sure he would say the same for you as well. I know you're a big fan of Mike Bentley. I know Mike has done a lot for golf technology because he built the K-Vest. Have you guys ever been on a vest before, a swing vest, to kind of do 3D analysis, either one of you guys?
I have not, no.
Yeah, I have not either. You know, I've seen it, though, and I heard about it, and it seems like a pretty great piece of technology. I'd love to try at one point, but no, I haven't.
Yeah, he just sent his shouts out because he's a total fan of Jeff, I know for sure. So I just want to mention that before we get too caught up.
Do they have one of those vests at Harmon?
Yeah, I have a couple of them, actually.
Wow.
We use them for basic analysis purposes. Usually when you get to the level these two guys are at, you know, they don't need to worry about what's happening. Like, I've talked to Brad Faxon about it, and he doesn't go in the same room as those things. He just definitely does not want to know. It's kind of like launch technology, too. Something about knowing what your spin numbers are and your launch numbers. Sometimes, people just don't want to hear it when they're a good player. But it helps leading up to the point where these gentlemen are. There's no question.
I think you're right. 100. I mean, I haven't had much experience with any of that stuff. So, for a guy like myself, it is difficult to kind of, you kind of play by feel, and I haven't had too much experience with video and all that, technology, which can be very helpful. But for me, I definitely it scares me as well.
I would think that it would like tweak your mojo, and then maybe you wouldn't be able to get it back.
Guys are playing now,
you never know
anything.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you never know. It's always a good find out why you're leaking sometimes, I guess,
Yeah.
Well, listen, Rob, I want to thank you for calling in, and good luck in 2010 on the Nationwide.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks,
Rob, good to see you, man. We'll see you out there this year, buddy.
Good luck, Rob.
All right, thanks.
All right. Once again, you're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 959 WATD. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, and feel free to call in at 781-837-4900 to say hello to Nationwide Tour player Jeff Sisk. It looks like we have another caller on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Greg Cignoni.
Oh, Greg. Greg from the Harmon Club.
How are you, Liza?
Very good. How are you?
Hey,
good.
Greg. What's up, my friend?
Hi, Gibby. How are you?
What's going on, well? Greg?
Hi, Jeff. I'm calling in. I want to offer my services to Jeff as not only a caddy, but also a security when he has to go to his first tournament in, I think, Bogota.
That's a possibility, Greg. And I think you should come down if you can get approval. We'd have a nice time. Good golf. What I've heard, it's a good golf course. We'll see. But I'll keep you in mind. We'll discuss it.
Greg doesn't like to fly very far, though.
He doesn't?
No. He's too big. He's, what are you, like 7 feet tall or something, Greg?
Jeff, I only want 40% too.
That's not a problem if you keep me safe.
Good. Well, I have a question for Jeff. Actually, a couple of questions.
All right.
Jeff, when you were a kid, who was, actually two-tier question, who was your favorite tour player golf, a guy that you really liked watching as a kid, maybe 10 or 12 years old, on tour? And another question, who was one of your favorite local golfers that you looked up to, maybe on like the Massachusetts or New England level?
First, on when I was younger, I'd have to probably say Tom Watson. And just, he just excelled. He obviously was a great player. And just watching him play and win so many golf tournaments, especially over in Europe, and how well he played. And on a local level, a couple people. David O'Kelly, I'm a Marshfield resident, originally from this area, had a great career playing. Then took it on to the next level, played the tour for a couple years. And two other guys that that I admired quite a bit and watched their games was Dana Quigley and Kirk Hannifeld.
Wow.
Two good guys, two great golfers, two kind of different paths of, Dana just playing full time and being a club professional and doing well and combining the two, and then going on the senior tour and doing great. And the same for Kirk, playing some great golf, being a club professional at a great golf course at Salem there as well, and that to play in a number of majors that he has and to play as well as he did, it was pretty impressive.
I think you share that with everybody that I know too, on all four of those people. They're amazing people.
Right, and yeah. that helped motivate you to sort of get to the next level and like the kids today in all different sports?
Yeah, you know, it did. You know, you just kind of watched them play, and I was never one that would... I'd go out and spectate. I'd go out and watch. You know, even when I was playing in some tournaments when I was a kid, you kind of just watch what some guys do and see why are they successful, what are they doing? You know, what are they doing differently than I'm doing? You know, where do they go after they finish playing? A lot of times you see them go out and go right to the putting green and practice or go hit some balls or even practice rounds. I remember playing with David O'Kelly when I was, maybe 15 or 16 and playing a practice round, and he's pacing off a par three. This is before range finders and, you know, the wheel things that would give you the distance and stuff, and he's pacing it from a marker to the tee, and I looked at him. I said, David, what are you doing? He goes, I'm pacing off the yards in this hole. I said, well, isn't it on the tee? He goes, well, those aren't always right. I know what my paces happen to be, and I know how far I hit each golf club, and he would pace all the way out to the tee, and then he would take his little notebook out and write it down, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. Maybe I should try to do that. But I never knew how far I was hitting each golf club at that stage. Sometimes my little hook went further than it was supposed to go. and that's what I've kind of learned. And I've learned that throughout basically my whole career. Not that I'm getting caught up in other guys' games, but I found what was good for me.
Right.
How I had to prepare to play. And it's the best advice you can give to young guys playing golf or girls that are playing golf is preparation. And that preparation is what I learned, you know, watching some of these, you know, older people or at the time, you know, some great golfers playing.
Right. Well, Jeff, we have a lot of young kids down at Harmon Golf, obviously, and your name gets brought up a lot. And I think in 10, 15 years, you're going to see some of these kids, you know, not just Harmon Golf, but golf courses on the South Shore, and these kids, certainly they're starting to do it now. A lot of them mention your name, and I think that's you're a great role model for these kids, something that being on the South Shore we're all proud of.
I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you. And if I can ever help out, you know, please someone get a hold of me. I can always give a talk or so.
Yeah, excellent. Because, Gibby, you're not going to believe where I am, but I'm at a hockey rink. I got to get in to see my son play.
I believe it, Greg.
I'm at the Randolph, the Poustis Arena.
That's good for you. How are the kids doing?
They're doing great, thanks.
Good.
They're doing great. I wish they played some more golf, but we're going to get them into it this summer.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
But you guys have a great show. I'm going to listen to the last bits here, and then I got to get into the rink.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling and sponsoring the show as well.
You got it. And, Jeff, we all wish you luck this year, bud.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thanks.
Later, okay. Greg.
Have
Bye,
a good
guys.
New year.
Yep.
Looks like we got another caller on the line. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. A friend of mine, Tom Bernier, turned me on to your show. It's the first time I've ever heard of it.
All right. Well, thanks, Tom.
So yesterday, or was it today, was the last running of the puppies, I guess, in Random, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yeah, I'm calling from work, but we'll keep that on the down low. I'd like to say hello to
who's the Mike guy that Gibson. Owns Random,
took,
isn't it?
I took a lesson from Mike maybe 7 years ago or so, and he helped me with some launch monitor stuff.
Cool.
So hello, Mike.
Hello. How are you, Jeff?
Doing good. Working
good.
On flattening out at the bottom instead of coming down on it. And what a difference it makes.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
But like everybody, anytime I get near a personal low or, you know, for score-wise or, you know, playing maybe in a local stroke play thing or a club championship or something, I try to, you know, hold the nerves back. And since Jeff has played on so many different levels, whether it was Q School or Mass Open or PGA Tour, I was wondering what he did specifically when under the gun that helped him.
Great question.
Well, Jeff, a number of things that I try to do, and I never try to do anything that's crazy for, you know, out of my realm of how I play golf. I'm conservative by nature in how I live my life, and that's how I play golf as well, too.
Sure.
The biggest thing I try to do is I try to take some deep breaths quite a bit, and, you know, some yoga
right.
breathing or some other type of breathing that goes on to try to really calm those nerves down. And then if it happens to be a drive or something, I go to my safety shot, which is a little bit of a cut shot.
Yeah.
What I'll try to do, you know, basically, you know, just whatever I happen to, it's a feel type thing. I don't try to get into mechanics. You can't get into mechanics because then you're in trouble. Then you're starting to think too much, you know. And with putting, it's just kind of getting into your routine, getting used to that routine and just executing that routine. I'm not much on visualization. I try to feel the shot. If I try to do anything, I can't visually see the shot. They say visualization works pretty well for a lot of people. I really just try to take deep breaths. I've been extremely nervous on a number of shots. There's nothing more rewarding than pulling off the shot.
Yep.
And there's nothing more at times embarrassing than not executing it at the time.
Right.
But those are just a couple things that I really kind of try to work on. Basically, really, a lot of it's the breathing, watching my tempo of how I'm, if I'm moving too quickly or too fast, and am I starting to think of how I want to hit the shot? Do I not want to get too steep on it? Do I want to try to shallow it out? Do I want to try to hold the angle longer? All that stuff is gone. You can't think of it fast enough. All that stuff is done in practice. So I just try to do what I've been working on for the golf tournament. This shot is not any more important than any other golf shot that I'm trying to hit, and try to really lessen the importance of that particular shot. It's just a single golf shot. I can do it. I've done it before, and then I try to execute it.
Sure. And mine are even much less important, so maybe I'll think of that.
No, actually, maybe they are. You never know.
They're
always $5 to pay for the appetizer.
When you're on your, you know, when you're trying to break through to another level you've never done, whether it's either even beat one guy or, you know, place in a tournament or, you know, break par. You know, say I've always won a round in the 60s, but, man, sometimes you're so close and then you just, the foul ball and you just want to go ballistic.
Well, the hardest thing about that situation is people start thinking of thinking ahead in that situation. How good is it going to look? And I see a lot of young kids that go through this. Yep. All of a sudden, they're having their best round of their life, and they're thinking, okay, I'm going to post this, whatever happens to score. And then their parents are going to come up to them, pat them on the back. Their buddy's going to pat them on the back. Maybe a reporter's going to come up and start talking to them. And once you get out of the present, you start thinking of the future, you have a lot of difficulty getting back into that present again. That's why it's true. You hate the saying, but you do. You just try to take it one shot at a time.
Yeah.
Do your best, execute that shot, and then go on from there. Play smart. Use some good strategy. If you're playing well, stay aggressive. If you're not playing well, become a little bit more defensive. It's usually the opposite what starts to happen. When you're playing really well, what do most people try to do? You know, you're playing well. Well, I want to try to save this score, and you get very defensive. But if you're playing well, you stay aggressive. And then when you're playing poorly, everyone tries to make it up quickly. I'm going to make birdie on this hole. I'm going to hit it right at this flag. Then you make matters worse. So you really, when you're playing well, you stay aggressive.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
I hope it works.
Yeah, we use a lot of stuff.
Thank you for your time, and I wish you the best of luck this year.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a happy new year.
Thank you for calling, my friend.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, well.
That was great advice. You know, one of the things that we also use, the breathing thing is key, but we look at as people don't think they're worthy enough sometimes. They don't get out of their own way. You know, they just kind of, they clam up. They put too much pressure on themselves when it's only a golf shot. You know, it's not the most important thing in their life. Feels like it sometimes.
You know, it's hard. You know, that's somewhat true, you know. But again, when you're at a higher level and you're in big competition, you want to hit the goal. You want to do well on this shot. Yeah. Especially when you think you're on television, when you're out playing the Nationwide Tour, you're playing the PGA Tour. You know, the commentator's up there saying, oh, this is the zone. He's got 80 yards, 82 yards. He's going to hit it within 3 feet. And all of a sudden, you hit 2 inches behind it. Yeah, you hit it 6 feet, but he hit 6 feet from where you started from. Didn't go 6 feet closer to the flag. And a lot of it is you know, again, things happen. You put more pressure on yourself because of the situation. And it's time. It's hard. Everyone does it. Everyone makes mistakes. But again, you're right. It only truly is just one golf shot.
I agree with you.
Some of the commentators lately, they've been more focused on what some of the players are wearing and what their fashion sense is.
Hey, Puma's
have
doing
you
a
noticed
good job.
That?
It's a great line, yeah.
Have you
Puma
noticed
line
that,
is supposed
Jeff?
To be
Puma line
nice.
Is pretty awesome.
I'm an
right
A-head
now.
Guy.
Puma, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, Titleist Products, a cushioning company, and there's some great products out there now.
Oh, yeah.
Great products.
I just had a question about your 2009 Nationwide Tour events that you played last season. In your mind, which event stands out as your best overall performance? Do you have one that? How do they?
I'd have to say the one in Lafayette, Louisiana, where I finished third. It was. I had some really good tournaments and not so good tournaments, but we try to stay positive. We try to stay with all the good things. Yeah. I ended up playing well on a difficult day and kind of backed myself into third. I think I finished third by a shot. I think there was a playoff at maybe 10 under. I could be wrong on those scores, and I finished at 9, and I had a chance for a birdie on the last hole, but it was about a 30-footer downhill that was real slippery. And I wanted to make a good attempt at it, and I did. I just, you know, I just misread it a little bit. But it was a situation where there were still 20 guys behind me. So realizing that, you know, I'm finished up and I'm still hanging out because you never know what's going to happen. The day was pretty difficult. And as soon as that guy posted at 10 and I'm at 9, well, I knew my day was over. But I was pretty happy because that was my highest finish that I had out on tour, you know, basically since I've been out there. I had a couple of maybe fifths or sixths years ago, and this was my best finish of the year.
And how do you pronounce that? Was it Chittamaca, Louisiana Open?
Yeah, that's good.
Sounds right, Liz, I'll
go with that. I'm not really sure, to be honest.
I was going to ask a question, and I was like, how am I going to pronounce that? But it looks like it went okay. So,
yeah, I'm happy to have you here. And I'm just wondering, one other question that I had was, how's the family dealing with all the travel? I know they're pretty much used to it. Are they?
You know, it's difficult because, I mean, I have two daughters, Hannah, who's 12, and Julia, who's 8. My wife works full-time for State Street Bank. And it's hard with my wife working full-time, you know, with basically raising the kids on her own. And it's been a challenge, but, you know, we try to do the best we can. My kids are doing pretty well. It's tough to see them grow up. Yeah. As quickly as they are, I should say, and not being around to help out and help with the homework and stuff. So that's where I attempt to put in a lot of time right now.
I give them a lot of credit, no question.
Again, they deserve a lot of credit. You know, they're very supportive, you know, and it's very important. Otherwise, if I didn't have their support and they wanted me home, then I wouldn't be able to play professional golf.
Cool.
Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for coming on, and I wish you well next year on the 2010 Nationwide Tour. It was a pleasure having you.
Pleasure, thank you. Michael, thank you for having me.
Come and see us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
And once again, I'd like to thank Harmon Golf and Fitness in Rockland for sponsoring tonight's show. And don't forget, for a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at goldiebouncegolf.com. And if you have any questions about the state of your golf game, industry insider tips, or feedback, shoot us an email at goldiebouncegolf@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to answer your questions on the air. And Happy New Year, everyone.
Have a safe and Happy New Year.
Definitely.
Happy New Year.
Be sure to join Liza every Sunday night at 7 for Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard exclusively on 95.9 WATD.